I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. So last week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we left our episode on kind of a cliffhanger. You met Rayan Mustafa, a 14-year-old artist who launched her own website, Evoke, to help sell the artwork of younger individuals like herself. She brought her brother along to the interview, and I learned that he has played and still does play an important role in encouraging Rayan's entrepreneurial spirit, as well as being an entrepreneur himself. Since he was already in the studio and Rayan admitted she was going to nominate him anyways, I thought, why not interview him right next to Rayan? And so I did. Okay. So now if you could state your name.
My name... Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, whenever... You can just go.
My name is Suleiman Mustafa.
And what do you do?
Well, I do a lot of things. That's a tough question to answer. But
it's actually not really a tough question to answer. It's just that the answer is very long. I'm going to let our interview play out, just like in the format of Rayan's episode. But first, it's important to clarify a few things. Suleiman and I spent a good chunk of our interview following the journey of one of his creations. He has many of them, from beginning to end. He described in great detail the story from conception to patent of a helmet he has created, one that is currently being licensed to various sports companies. So at this point in our interview, I'm learning that Suleiman, at the tender age of 21, has not only dipped his toes into the sports production world, but into many other areas of entrepreneurship as well. I'll tell you more about it. And you mentioned this is not the only company you've created. Like, what else do you do?
A lot of other things. I have my own clothing line that's run out of New York City.
What?
Yeah. everything is handmade in New York City.
Okay.
All the cotton is organic. It's straight from Romania. They literally pick it and they mill it, and it's beautiful clothing. So, yes, I got involved in the clothing business.
Gotcha.
I got involved in the music business. And I got a chance to meet some amazing people.
It sounds like, I mean, both of you guys, at a very young age, sound so confident and motivated and driven. And it sounds strange. Like, it sounds strange to me that at the age of 12, you created your own helmet and created your own company. And so where does this drive, where does this motivation come from?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a generation thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think that the thing that keeps me going is knowing where my grandparents came from, you know. On my mom's side, they came from Egypt. And they came with nearly nothing, you know, trying to scrape by and work their way into living. And my father's family is from Trinidad and Tobago. I think they came from, a rough place. And they actually moved to Canada. My grandpa was a teacher. You know, he always wanted to work in theater. That was his dream, right? And he never really had the chance. He would write his own screenplays. He would work with the school to make plays at the school. But for him, I think we all knew that he wanted more. You know, for my father, he was inspired by his father. You know, to say like, okay, this is what he did this for us. You know what I mean? He worked so hard to get me to a point where I'm allowed to take risks. And my father took a lot of risks, and he went to international science fairs almost his entire career of working in science fair. And you know, he was inventor of, you know, some pretty wild things too. And he worked his way into a position where he had a chance to become an orthopedic surgeon. Now he lives a comfortable life. You know, the way I see it is that you look at your children and you want them to be greater than you ever could be, and in the best way possible. And I think it's important for parents to know that, is that you can't vicariously live through them, but you can push them to be greater than you could be. I think that's important.
I mean, it seems like you really got that message loud and clear from your dad, because it obviously really, it seems like it's really hit you hard. And the decisions that you've made into the future, that it all kind of comes back from your dad.
For me, you know, seeing my father give up some of his own dreams to be something that he loved, you know, and continue loving, was inspiring, you know. And in my head, I'm like, you know, looking at my brothers and sisters, I'm like, how can we be better? How can we be greater? How can we, you know, do this, you know?
Mm.
How can we get into this network and keep pushing forward, keep breaking the barrier of being immigrants or being outsiders or being people with a hijab? And I think breaking that barrier is not easy, you know. And we need to be in charge of that. We can't just sit around and just, you know, expect it out of people. You know, I think that it does take work. And and who's going to lead it. And that's the thing, is that who's going to push for that movement. I think a lot of great entrepreneurs and great leaders in the business world and beyond are doing their best to make it happen. But I think that someone else is going to take charge. And I think that it's going to be someone from Toledo, Ohio. You know, probably not me, maybe not me, but maybe one of these guys.
That just about wraps up this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries. But if you want to hear more from Suleiman, specifically the story of how he created his own brand of helmets, make sure to check out the website at WGTE.org. The story's on there, and it's definitely worth a listen. All right, where do we go next? Well, I found the Mustafa family so fascinating that I wanted to spend one last episode with them. But that's all the information I'm going to tell you. You simply have to tune in next week to find out where we're going. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.